I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Isn't that how it works?
Well,
don't let anybody get behind you.
Let's find out from a guy who played in this defense.
Okay.
He's with you on the Browns pregame show. He's with me on the Browns postgame show. And right now, he and friends are on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. He's Tyvus Powell. Hello, Tyvus.
Hey.
Hey, guys, I see the sun's come out today and everybody is, you know, we made it another day. That's all that really matters.
Hey, Tyvus, remember what happened in the postgame show?
What sun? I don't see the sun.
Same thing's there. Happening to us here today. So lighten up, Festus.
Less dumping of people, though, Tyvus. I haven't had no one's cursed.
Yeah, that's been good.
Listen, it's going to be all right. You know, it's one of those things that it's all within communication. You know, if it was a athletic ability or if they didn't have the guys, then you'd be concerned. But this is simply as simple as giving a hand signal or having some type of communication with each other and getting a confirmation that everybody knows what's on, that we're all on the same page, and everything else will be just fine. I mean, you got to think about it. Up until the last 155, this defense has only given up 17 points in the game, really, with a coverage bust. If you take the coverage bust away that was down in the red zone where the running back was wide open, you're really only giving up 10 points. So this defense isn't bad. They just, it's all been communication. And that's something that can be fixed with hand signals.
All right, so here's my question. You're on that play that we were just talking about with Denzel.
Corey Davis.
Is there anybody yelling? I mean, isn't the thought in your mind, whether if you're playing safety or corner, I understand what he said about the play, but isn't someone thinking, hey, don't let anybody get behind you, don't let anybody, or is it just too simple for me to say that?
No, that's usually what everybody's thinking as a DB. You know, I'm
right.
Just going to keep everything in front of me and rally down and make them throw the ball inbounds, try to tackle it inbounds, and move on from there. But you don't want nothing to go over your head.
Yeah, I mean, I just think, isn't that defense 101 if you're playing DB? Right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not crazy. All right. Good. I can sleep. Now. Oh, you're right. The sun is shining. I missed that. Okay. Thanks. Well,
now,
thanks, Tyvus.
What you just said, communicate, it's easy to fix. All right. How is it easy to fix and why hasn't it been fixed? Because it happened in week one. How do you do it? And ultimately, it's the coach's responsibility to make sure your guys are doing it the right way. So everybody's going to get thrown under the bus on this. But how do you fix it?
So why everybody wants to know, well, if it happened week one, why did it happen in week two? Why didn't they fix it? Well, I'm going to be honest with you. We're talking about a couple of 20-year-olds here. So what happened is that it didn't cost them the game. We got through it. Yeah, you know, we made this little error, but it was a gray area. You know, communication, yeah, but at the end of the day, they were confused on the depth of the route. So you could put that on the coaches. You could say, you know what, Coach Woods didn't make it clear of when we were supposed to switch these routes. Well, I guess I'm guaranteeing you they simplified that up so they won't have that error again. This time is literally because everybody else, and I know Denzel Ward said, he said exactly what I told y'all he was going to say.
Yep.
I told you that he was playing cover two and everybody else was playing cover three. It was obvious. But for the problem with that is that all you have to do is give a hand signal. Like, what's the call? This is how we did it in Seattle, San Fran. What's the call?
And Tyvus, it was the same basic defense. You played for Robert Saleh. Joe Woods then came in after you were in San Francisco. So they're playing a very similar defense.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's as simple as looking to the sideline and getting the call. They're going to hand signal the call. Once you get the hand signal the call, boom, you know what it is. Now, what they're probably going to do now is now the safeties and the corners are going to look at each other and give each other the sign back so you know what we're in. Because it's clear that everybody else, if you go back and watch it, I know for a fact that everybody else is playing cover three, and he was wrong, and he was playing cover two. Why? Because if you look at JOK, JOK is taking the flat. If it's cover two, JOK is a hook curl player. He's not in the flat. So at that moment, Denzel should have been looking like, why is this guy running to the flats if I'm supposed to be in the flats? So that's how I know that is there. And everybody looks at Dale Pitt. Dale Pitt is a hook player on this. He's doing it from depth. So the reason that they put him at from depth is because if you look at number three, if he was to do a deep over route, it would run right into Dale Pitt, so he wouldn't have to come down. That's why he's back like that. So, yeah, it's just one of those things that if they communicate, it's a no play. If they're playing cover three and Denzel is in the third like he's supposed to be, then it's no play at all.
Tyvus, should Joe Woods be taking heat today?
Yeah, I guess Joe, everybody on the defense should be taking heat. The number one thing that he should be taking heat for is that he got to get his guys to finish in the fourth quarter. I mean, this is two games in a row where all the points is coming either in the second or the fourth quarter, and that's ridiculous. These guys got to learn how to finish, and I don't know what the mindset and the culture is, but it always starts from up top, from the head guy. How are we finishing practice? You know, are we just letting them go through walk through practice and not correcting things at the end? I don't know, but that's something that needs to get fixed, and they have to find a way to do it within 3 days.
Last year, we've had people screaming about the defense. Last year, overall, they were fifth in yards allowed. They seem to be on their way, middle of the road in scoring, tied for 13th lowest scoring points allowed. Is this defense in bad shape, Tyvus, or is it just, all right, fix this and go? Because I like the talent on the D. I think there's plenty of it, but clearly they've had two monumental collapses.
Yeah. I think it's as simple as a communication here. Because if you think about it, you take away if the communication is cleared up in the last game, the Panthers game, it's two coverage busts that led to like 125 yards. You take those away, it's a terrible game for Baker Mayfield. To this game, you look at this, you can see the two coverage busts that led to two touchdowns. You take that away, it's a no. We're winning by 14 points. So, like I say, the defense works. They just have to find a way to finish and close games out. You can't play you can't play great defense for 58 minutes and then relax. And it seems like we've watched them do it 2 weeks in a row where they played perfectly for three quarters, and in the fourth quarter, at some point in the fourth quarter, and it's not even the whole fourth quarter. It's literally like two or three plays in the fourth quarter where they just kind of take their foot off the gas, and the team capitalizes on it every time.
At what point – I mean, I know when you walk off the field yesterday, you got to turn the page. Let me ask you this question before this. The Myles Garrett thing, calling out the fans after the game. I'm not trying to make a big – the timing of it was not good. If you were Miles, would you walk it back? Would you come back and go, hey, it was after the game. I probably shouldn't have said that. What would you do? I don't know that you would have said that after the game, but what do you think of that Miles was calling out the fans after the game?
No, you know, I believe in freedom of speech. I let people say what they want to say. And if I was Miles, I would. You have to think, this is a guy that's coming off of a game that he just lost, so he's feeling some type of way. It's a really tough spot to be in, you know. You're already upset that you just blew this game, and then on top of that, you got your fans is hating on you and booing you. So, yeah, you feel some type of way about it. So, today, would he walk the comments back? I think he would. I mean, I think he understands the magnitude of what happened. I mean, yeah,
right.
They were terrible in the last 2 minutes of a game, and everybody had thought that the game was over, and they ended up losing. And in the fashion that they lost was embarrassing. So, yeah, they had the right to be booed. They should have been booed. And I think that if you asked him again today, he might change that answer.
Booing is better than not doing anything, is it? I mean, yeah. If fans aren't doing anything after the game, if they're not cheering or booing, I think they don't care. Or they're shocked that they don't know what to do.
I think Miles just wants everybody to be all in.
Yeah.
Whether we up or down, always be on our side. You know, ride with us to the end. We're going to have to ride these waves. There's no season that's ever going to be perfect, and he don't want people to switch up on him, you know, because then if you switch up, you can't come back. So I think that's where he's at with it. He just wants loyalty. And, I mean, obviously the booing is – they're just showing emotion, but – I kind of get where he's coming from a little bit because he wants the loyalty. Like, don't think that we're not – out here trying to do everything we can to help this city win games and do everything to bring a championship to this city. Like, we really are, and we're doing everything we can. This one just kind of got away from us, so don't boo us. Like, you're free to say what you want to say. Yeah, we blew it, but we'll get it back. And that's the mentality that he should have moving forward.
Tyvis Powell joining us, former Bedford Bearcat, Ohio State Buckeye, and safety in the National Football League. The Browns, through two games, are running the football really, really well. And the Eagles, right now, number one. If they play tonight, so we'll see what they can do. But the Browns could be the number one running team in the NFL after tonight, Tyvis. Have we finally bought into the fact that, okay, we can run the football and win games in this league if everything else goes into place, because they've looked really good doing it?
Absolutely. I mean, I think this situation that they put themselves in with the Deshaun Watson has really helped them out, especially Coach Stefanski in the time like this. He realizes that his best players are his two running backs, and we have to do a great job of feeding those guys. This offensive line wants to run block. They want to get after these guys and be aggressive and open these gaps for Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. And I think now that he has to rely on that, and because Jacoby Brissett's a tad bit limited, that now he's seeing, like, man, we could have been doing this a long time ago because it's very successful. I mean, you got two running backs. It's not every team that can say they got two running backs that by the time you get to the fourth quarter, they've already – these defenders don't want to tackle neither one of them anymore because they run the ball extremely hard. So I think that right there is what's opening. They just got to find a way to get that defense going.
Tyvis, thank you for adjusting your schedule today. Go play dad.
Thank you.
Talk to you on Thursday.
See you, Bearcat. Yep.
That's Tyvis Powell, former NFL safety. Played in this defense as a member of the 49ers and sat here yesterday and told us exactly why, what, when, where. And then John Johnson said it yesterday and Denzel Ward said it today and Tyvis said it yesterday.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.